Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So the question for today is, are you living a fulfilled life? And how do you actually measure that? How do you know if you are living a fulfilled life? Well, certainly there's a feeling that you get, and we know that. But I think there's a few things that we have to think about as we look to this concept of fulfilled life. I would start with meaning, go to pleasure, and then talk about flow. So let's start with meaning. By meaning in your life, what is the purpose, right? What is it that you're here to do? Have you found that purpose for yourself? And that's something for you that's engaging, that's challenging, that allows you to grow, right? Growth is something that we all need. It's something that really drives happiness in life, and it really leads to fulfillment. So whether we're talking about a job that challenges you, that you're excited about, that really pushes your limits and allows you to excel, that allows you to strive for things and look forward, whether it's a volunteer position that you're doing that puts you in service to others, and maybe that brings your life meaning. But when you look back at yourself, you have to ask the question, do I truly have this purpose in life that brings meaning to me? And if not, it's time to think about what we can do to get to that point. Number two is pleasure. You find enjoyment in things that you do, and that could be leisure activities or hobbies that you truly enjoy, experiences that ignite you, just the joy of being around people that you truly love and appreciate, just finding that pleasure that puts a smile on your face, that makes you feel good inside, that really and truly makes life worth living. Do you have that in your life? Do you have enough of it in your life? Are you tapping into it? And while it's happening, are you taking that time to appreciate it? And really, when you're in that place, are you focused in the moment? And that's something that happens to a lot of us, where we're experiencing pleasure, but we're not acknowledging the experience because we're off in our head thinking about something in past or future. That pleasure should be experienced in the now, in the moment. And while it's happening, we have to take it in. It's almost like that mental snapshot of just being there and being present with it. And then the third area, flow. Being so engaged that you lose track of time. Are you there? What are those activities that bring flow into your life? Spending time with loved ones, with children that you really enjoy. Doing an activity that is just gets you to a point where time is going and going and going and you're not even realizing it because you are in that moment. And the flow really comes together. And so that's really it. Just getting that engagement level that you love because you're doing something that's exhilarating for you. Finding those things. And now what we find between meaning, pleasure, and flow is there's a lot of overlap in the things that we do. And that's exactly what we're talking about. And a prime example of that, and maybe the biggest single driver of happiness, are the relationships that you have. Because when you have strong relationships, they bring meaning to your life. You're doing things with other people. You're doing things for other people. They're doing things for you. But even an engagement in places like work or in a volunteer position that you have, right? Those relationships are going to drive that meaning. Relationships also drive pleasure. If you're doing something that you find enjoyment in, sharing that experience with somebody is tremendous, right? That's what it's all about. You know, I love to travel and travel brings me pleasure, but there's a big difference for me in going with my wife or going with my family or going with friends versus going alone. The experience is much greater when I have those people that I have strong relationships with that are along for the ride. And then finally, flow. Just be having that engagement where you're spending time with people that are so incredible that the time just goes. You don't even want it to end. It's just there and it's amazing. And so all of these things are critically important in terms of living that fulfilled life. And so I ask you, are you there on all three of these? And if you're not, if you don't find meaning in your life, or you don't have it, or it's not driving you forward, you're not really living it, think about what you can do to drive more meaning. What is your purpose? What can you do that will drive engagement in your life, that will challenge you to strive and grow? Find that for yourself. It's out there for everyone. We just have to identify what it is. Get to that point of pleasure where you're in the moment, you're finding enjoyment in things that you do. Pursue your passions. Find those things outside of your work, outside of, you know, your normal day-to-day life that you truly, truly enjoy doing, and try to implement those into your daily life if you can. And then finally, flow. Just getting so immersed in what you're doing that that time just goes. What are those activities that bring flow for you, and what are those things that can really drive that happiness? So if you can pull these three things together and make them all work, you will live a truly fulfilled life. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to Apple or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, ask yourself the question, are you living a fulfilled life? Look at the measurements, meaning, pleasure, flow. Do you have meaning and purpose in your life, and are you growing? Are you finding pleasure and enjoyment in the things that you do? And while you're there, are you so engaged that you lose track of time? That's what you're striving for. That's what we want to accomplish. And if you can do it, you will be living a fulfilled life.